Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is the Church Girl, and I want to take a moment out to invite you to tune in to my new show, True Confessions of the Soul, starting at 7 p.m. Sunday after church. True Confessions of the Soul is a new show dedicated to love, Christian dating, relationships, and great gospel music. Join us for inspiring conversations and, yes, those true confessions of the soul. Right here on the Love Zone USA. Hello, 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 everyone, and welcome to True Confessions with a Church Girl featuring J.J., Dr. J.J. Spinner. He is going to be joining me today. He is my new co-host, my male perspective, and he is here today, and I cannot wait to get him on the air with us because he is an awesome man of God. So I'm going to join him in now. And like I said, this man, when I tell you this man is a man of God, and he is so educated and so anointed and everything else that goes with it. I want to say, hey, Miss Dr. Spinner, hey, how you doing?
Blessed and highly favored. Truly, truly blessed and highly favored. Thank you for having me on the show.
You know, you are always welcome. You are always welcome. And I've been searching high and low for a co-host, and I'm so happy that you decided to join me.
Well, at 6'10", definitely the high part. You can't get higher than that.
So,
I'm truly blessed and truly honored to promote God's kingdom and spread his word, the good news.
Wow, you're right. 6'10", you can't, yeah, that's kind of, I think I searched high enough.
Yeah.
Let me ask you, tell everyone who you are, I mean, a little bit of your background and what they can look forward to, because I know the ladies like, what? She got a man on there? Oh, my goodness. Well, so go ahead.
Well, you know, my background stems from, first of all, you know, being a son of a Baptist preacher. I grew up in the Baptist church. And then from there, you know, I always let God direct my path, played some professional sports, as well as, you know, going on to play over in overseas. And then, you know, going into education for 20 years as a school psychologist and a school administrator. And then started my entertainment company in 92. And then, you know, with several artists, R&B and hip-hop and also some things in the gospel sector as well. And mainly, you know, my focus now is to promote my anti-bullying. You know, that's always been my heart,
yes,
my passion.
Yes, I know. Yeah.
It's, you know, really working with the kids and using entertainment now to promote the message, because that's where, you know, most of the kids, you know, their focus is on video games, music, movie, you know, anything that's media rich. We're definitely trying to tap those markets to try to reach our youth and create a whole different culture for them. And that's it.
Amen. Amen. And I am so happy because I know you are working hard on that anti-bullying campaign. And I know we got so much stuff I'm going to be helping you with on that, because I love the kids as well. And growing up, that's where Church Girl came from, by the way. A lot of people think Church Girl came from the movies. No, I was the church girl that was in the classroom where everybody was teasing and joking me. Talking about, oh, she a church girl. Look at her. You know, because I dressed a little different. You know, I had my little ankle socks and my patent leather shoes on back then. So I was the church girl.
I love it. Yeah.
And they were
bullying
me. That's what they were doing. Uh-oh. They were bullying me. And I was like, oh, man, how can I ever get over that name? I hated it so much, being called the church girl. So I decided to do something positive with it. And I said, you know what? When I had an opportunity to come up with a on-air personality, I said, call her the church girl, because that's what people tend to recognize. So that's why we have it.
But I want to thank you so much for joining me today and the days to follow. But we're going to take a pause right here. And we're going to go to some. I have a church girl anthem. Yes, I do.
Uh-oh.
And I got to let you hear
it.
Yes, I have a church girl anthem. And I just can't wait to share it. So that's what the listeners getting ready to hear right now. So we're going to pause for the cause, and we're going to come back, and we're going to talk about the anti-bullying campaign and all that it has in store with my co-host, Dr. J.J. Spinner. Keep it locked right here. You're listening to True Confessions with the Church Girl and Dr. J.J. Spinner right here on the Love Zone USA.
Sharon Rochelle, church girl, yeah, hey, okay, I know who I am.
Welcome back. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. You already know what you're listening to, True Confessions with the Church Girl and my co-host, Dr. J.J. Spinner. And I'm saying, hey, you still here? You didn't leave me yet, did you?
No, I didn't. You still got me.
Okay.
I'm still here.
Okay, so now, you know, I want to talk about the anti-bullying thing you're doing, because I know you're out in L.A., and you've been talking about it, and you've been working with the youth as a youth advocate and all that good stuff. So come on, let us know. Where we at with that? I know you got artists out or something. You're getting ready to a concert. I'm not sure.
Yeah, you know, God is so amazing, as we all know. And, you know, when he sends you out to do something, he definitely directs your paths in the right way. And, you know, at first, you know, I was like Jonah. I wanted to go one direction, and he swallowed me up and pushed me into a whole different direction and really said, hey, I got a life calling on you that I need to put you out here for this purpose. And it was anti-bullying. And I never, you know, I just used all the resources and all the years of study and practice with and working with youth and at-risk youth. I was a national educational consultant, and you know, I've done so many things in education, and it was really geared towards working with kids all my life with that were at-risk or were considered deemed as having antagonistic behaviors, which I don't really like using the word bully, because I think people can all be made new in Christ, you know. And so with that, you know, I pretty much said, hey, let me start the Bullyproof team, and started working from there. And that's really our goal. I've been blessed with various groups of people that have joined this cause. You know, Coexist 13, which is a Hispanic, primarily Hispanic group. And they said, hey, we need to, you know, cut out the diversity and join together, you know.
That's
so they, it's not about any color lines with us. And then also Haskell Jackson, who has an entertainment group, and he's, you know, was with the Kanye West's Children's Foundation. He directed that for like 6 or 7 years. And he said, hey, Big Ben, I'm more right there with you. And so God has really assembled me a team. And then also another beautiful young lady, Pink Diva. And then Lister Law Firm, you know, there is also a tremendous contribution in the areas of single parent families and trying to redirect their whole family structure. So all this implementation has really been a tremendous asset as far as, you know, utilizing all these resources and everybody.
And making awareness real.
Right, and nationwide. I've been getting calls from London all the way from, you know, L.A., which I'm located, and the schools. And, you know, I've been blessed to be honored by Noel Jones, or City of Refuge, for my work.
Wow.
And and the people are going to start doing fundraisers to promote the campaign. And we're very serious about what we do, and that's I'm thankful to God that, you know, he surrounded me around the right people. And also Miss Rhonda Love, she's out there putting it down too. She's truly a soldier for Christ, and she's definitely a big part of this movement and trying to help see that, you know, our communities are restructured and just really trying to tap into the homes, the communities, and you know, our neighborhoods and our schools. You know, and I'm supposed to be talking to Dr. McKenna pretty soon. He's one of the biggest superintendents of one of our, I think we're either one or two, LA Unified School District. And we're working on a film that was narrated by Lou Gossett Jr., Oscar award-winning producer.
Actor. Lou Gossett Jr. All right now.
Yep. He's definitely
I saw that. The pic you had, I was checking it out. I was like, oh, he is doing it. Yay. Go anti-bullying.
Sometimes we get so frustrated, we'll say, hey, I want this person, and God is sending somebody 10 times better, you know? So
I thank
the Lord for that provision. And also, we're coming out with a soundtrack called Bullyproof that features all young artists around the country who, you know, are trying to contribute a positive message. So when these kids can listen to music, there's no explicit lyrics, there's no, you know, using any kind of vulgarities or calling people other than children of God. And that's what we're trying to promote. We're trying to get people where we can and change the culture.
Amen. And, you know, you said something right there, children of God. A lot of people don't want to say, they don't want to claim God for nothing, right? But the truth be told, we all are. It doesn't matter what you feel you are. We all are children of God. We were all created from one source. And so we can diversify our religions and we can diversify what we want, our belief systems. But the truth be told, you know, we're all God's children. And I just commend you on the fact that you did not make this a you didn't keep this in a box where it was racially or what's the word I'm looking for? You multicultural this anti-bullying campaign, because bullying goes on throughout all of our communities and our societies and our, you know, and our children, all different types, ages, sizes. It don't matter. It doesn't have a color or race attached to it. And so I thank God for what you're doing and the message you're sending, that, you know what, you don't have to be bullied. There's a lot of children out here that are just standing up for their, like, their rights of being who they are and being accepted for who they are and respected for who they are. So definitely, man, I'm loving all of this. So let me ask you, if somebody want to team up or be a part or donate, we always like donations, right, Dr. J?
You definitely got that.
I know,
right.
We do, right? Fundraise.
And we need them, because it's not for, you know, try to do anything for our personal use, but it's really to uplift God's kingdom. And really, we want to, you know, we're trying to create unity with T-shirts that are developed. You know, I've been coming out of my own pocket, putting them out. But I really want, you know, when I go out to the schools, to be able to pass out the T-shirts and the kids could, you know, show some solidarity, you know, and standing up. And I coined it as the problem solvers. We have a workbook where we're teaching kids how to be mediators in the schools and also peer advisors. And they can learn how to really help mentor other students and turn their lives around, you know, that they could do something positive. And that's what I'm really looking to, you know, God has put this on my heart. The Holy Spirit has led me in this direction, and this is where we're moving forward to.
Amen, amen. Well, thank you so much. We're going to pause right here for a quick break. We'll be coming back. We got great gospel music also on this show. And, you know, we got Prophetess G of G Ministries. She's going to be doing an exclusive interview with me, Dr. J. So you may want to stick around and listen, because I know you got something to say after that. And so we'll be preparing for her. But right now, let's just take a pause and go with some Isaac Carey, Clean This House. Amen. You're listening to True Confessions of the Soul with the Church Girl and Dr. J.J. Spinner.
Lord, I thank you for forgiving me over and over again. Yeah, I'm calling on you, Heavenly Father. I'm down on my knees. Say, call on you no matter the hour. Lord, I'm in need. I've been messing up, done lost my house, done lost my job. Why walking out? These church folks say they my friends, but I'm all they talk about. I've been doing wrong, I'm so sorry. Lord, please forgive me. We confess to Him, He'll remove all wickedness. The blood from Your Son will wash me from my sins. Clean this house from the inside. And Lord, here I stand. I've been smoking a lot and drinking a lot and all up in the club. I've been doing this, I've been doing that, and I had no business doing it. No church or no Bible study ain't been in my word. Now I know better than this, can't live my life in sin. We confess to Him here.
Listeners, this is Dr. JJ Spinner back in the house with my girl, Church Girl.
Yay,
hey.
Church Girl in the building.
And we like to, that was surely a blessed message and a positive.
Tree. I love him.
I do too. He's off the hook, you know.
Yes,
and,
he is.
We like to put this show and move forward in God's kingdom and promoting it. And I'd like to thank all my people out there listening. And we still have a lot more room in there for growth. So let's keep on going with it.
Yes, I'm telling you. I'm just thanking God for you right now. I felt so good. I didn't have to say too much. See, I'm trying to learn how to shift some weight, brother. Can I shift some weight on you? Can I just shift
most
a little piece?
Most definitely.
Praise God. Praise God. Amen. Well, everyone, you know we're getting ready. We're getting ready for Prophetess G. She's coming up next, and she has so much to talk about. Oh, my gosh. I mean, she has a testimony. I mean, she was like, you know, I just love to hear when people talk about how they were smoking weed and doing all that stuff, and they like, well, I love Jesus now, and you can't tell them nothing. I just love those testimonies because I know they're going to help someone else. So we're going to get ready for Prophetess G coming up next right here. You're listening to True Confessions with the Church Girl and co-host in the building, Dr. J.J. Spinner. Keep it locked right here to the LoveZoneUSA.com.
Yeah. He's good. I'm not messing around. Now how we get down? I was lost, you came and found me. Lift me up, I was out for count. You made a way somehow. You turned my frown into a smile. Yes you did, you're doing it now. You're doing it now. Sweet honey, fill my tummy. Tastes so good, satisfying. Living water, fresh spring. My cup full, overflowing. Sweet honey, fill my tummy. Tastes so good, satisfying. Living water, fresh spring. My cup full, overflowing. Well, overflowing well. I'm not messing around. Now how would you down? I was lost, he came and found me. Lift me up, I was out for count. You saved my life. Sweet honey, fill my tummy. Tastes so good, satisfying. Living water, fresh spring. My cup full, overflowing. Sweet honey, fill my tummy. Tastes so good, satisfying. Living water, fresh spring. My cup full, overflowing well. Overflowing well.
I have the one and only prophetess Rachel G of Rachel G Ministries on the line. Hey.
Hello, hello.
Hey.
How are you?
How you doing today? Praise God. Thank you so much for being a guest on the show. And as you know, this show is about love, relationships, and, you know, dating in the church. And we always want to exalt love and exalt the Word of God in love and let people know that they are loved and, you know, is beyond what they can possibly imagine. And I just want to thank you so much once again for joining me on this segment of the show. So tell us a little bit about you and how your ministry started as a woman of God and how you're applying your love principles that God is revealing to you throughout your ministry.
First of all, I'd like to say thank you for allowing me to have this opportunity. It is truly an honor to be on your show, and I'm so, so glad to, and I'm so appreciative and humble of the opportunity. I'm Rachel G with Rachel G Ministries. I am a life coach and relationship expert, and first and foremost, a woman of God. I'm Prophetess Rachel G, and I have the nonprofit organization, Women of Healing, And what Women of Healing does, it helps every woman heal and stop them from allowing their past to hinder their present. That is our motto. Don't allow your past to hinder where God is trying to take you for your future. Everything you went through was to groom you and make you and processing you for your promise to propel you into purpose. Women of Healing begin whenever I'm divorced. 2008, I got divorced. 2006, I went through a separation with my ex-husband. We have two children. He's a phenomenal father. He co-parents with me. We had a lot of issues in our marriage. There were drugs, abuse, and betrayal, and I don't hold any of those things against him. I actually thank God for the avenue and everything that happened.
Amen.
Because like Romans 8 and 28 says, all things work together for the good of those who love the Lord and that are called according to his purpose. And all those things happened, but it was grooming both him and I, and also the other woman. We are all in church now because of the situation. And Women of Healing started because I went through abuse and my best friend with my ex-husband. And out of all of that became bitterness inside of me. And
let me ask
you
something real quick, sister. Let me ask you something. I'm sorry to cut you off. But
okay.
You said something that is the main point I'm trying to really illustrate with a lot of the listeners. And you're getting ready to share coming out of the relationship and where you are now. And I can't wait to hear where you are now and how you can really bless someone who's listening. But my question is, if you can take us to the beginning part, because a lot of women right now are at that part where, you know, I'm trying to stop them from going down the road that me or you or someone else went through. And if we can identify some of the things that was in us that we did not have right yet, or maybe there was some warning signs that was there prior to you saying, I do. So if you could share some of that insight with us, like where were you at? Like how was your mindset when you entered into this marriage? And were there any warning signs that should have flagged you then before you said, I do, to this person, so that, you know, so we don't want to keep making, you know, different choices that are going to cost us more than what it was really, really, you know what I'm saying, worth. So if you can share that with us, I would love it.
There are always warning signs in everything that we do. I was not in a place where I am now in God.
Amen.
You
That's
sometimes
the key right there.
Smell the warning sign because you don't hear the voice. So God's voice is the only voice that can give you that spiritual discernment, that knowledge, that wisdom, that guidance that you need in every situation. So I was, my mother and the father is a pastor. I'm a pastor's daughter. However, I was going to church, but I wasn't a part of the church. There's a major difference, and people seem to get it all mixed up.
Mm-hmm.
I was singing, praise and worship, and doing all those things, but it was so far from me. When I left. It was almost as if I'm doing this out of tradition, or I'm doing this because this is what my parents want me to do. So when it came time for me to be in a relationship, to be honest, I wanted my own thing. I didn't think that relationships were so important that I needed God's guidance on it. I
All
thought
right
I
now.
Just needed God's guidance on being a Christian.
Amen. And you said that so well put. You said that so well put. So I'm going to pause right here for a brief second, and then I'm going to come right back to you, and we're going to play because we're going through this love ministry. I call it a love ministry that I'm doing here on True Confessions of a Church Girl. It's the love ministry. So we're going through this, and I'm trying to get people to get in that love zone again. So we're going to pause right here, and then we're going to come back with none other than Rachel G. of Rachel G. Ministries, a life coach and woman of God, woman of healing ministries, and we're going to talk more about where do we go from here. Amen.
said it. I know I did it. Maybe I went overboard to prove a point. But sometimes my pride gets in the way. Maybe I need some time away to get my head together, yeah, yeah.
Maybe this was my last chance.
More than you know, I took it in, I dealt with it, but I waited too late to use it.
Maybe this was my last chance.
I may never.
As you know, we have a special guest. Rachel G. Ministries is here. Prophetess Rachel G. is speaking with us on love, relationships, and dating in the church right here on True Confessions with the Church Girl. And we were talking about, you know, the beginning of the relationship and some of the signs we see and how we get it wrong. And basically what we came up with, if I'm not, you can correct me if I'm wrong, Prophetess, what we came up with is if there's no spiritual connection in the beginning, then it's pretty much, you can already figure out how that ending may end up being. And it's so important for us to be connected spiritually to the source of love, which is God and Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. And so with that being said, I'm going to go ahead and ask Prophetess, if she would go ahead and tell us. Now, after we get saved and after you went through that transition of, okay, Lord, what point was you at? What was your turning point? Because everybody have that turning point where they're like, okay, you know what? I'm tired. I'm going all the way in now. This is it. I'm sick of this. I'm tired of being tired. I'm tired of being sick and tired. What was your turnaround point?
The turnaround point for relationship or with God?
I'm going to say with relationship and God both, if you could just go ahead and let us know.
My turning point with the relationship was the health of my children and the concern of my children. I knew that my ex-husband loved me, but I knew he didn't know how to. And I wasn't at a place to educate him how to do those things, nor I didn't have the patience or the spiritual guidance at the time to even teach him those things. You know, I was just becoming and understanding who God really was, not the God that, you know, my dad preached about, not the God that everybody I knew, the mother of the church, had talked about, but the God that I was getting to know. Because testimonies are good, but until you get that relationship, that's when you're able to say, okay, I know him for myself. I don't know him for everyone else. That turning point for me was when I was tired. I was just tired of the same old two-step. I got tired of the same old things happening. I got tired of the empty void, you know. I got tired of drinking my wine and sipping my syrup. You know, I'm a country girl from here. They smoke weed, all that stuff. I got tired of doing all those things just to find fulfillment. And once I tried God, then that's when things begin to change for me. I have a testimony, and I can say it now, or
yes,
if you want me to
please.
Wait later.
No, go ahead. We want to hear the testimony, because I think if it's the one you're getting ready to tell that we were talking about earlier, I can't wait to people hear it.
it's a part. It's not more so
okay.
Of that. It's how I found God.
Amen.
Because I think that's the most important thing right now. I found God. I never forget. I had my marijuana and I had my ecstasy. Anybody know about ecstasy pills? It's a pill that builds your emotion. Whatever you're around
yes,
is what's going down in your emotion. So I had all of that, and I walked past the Bible in the bedroom and to the restroom, and I saw the Bible, and instantly, I'm by myself, instantly, you know, the Spirit kicked in. And I begin to look at it, and I begin to open it up and read it. Next thing you know, I'm crying. And ecstasy is a pill. After 30, 45 minutes, it kicks in. And once it kicks in, you have 3 days. Once you just keep drinking your orange juice and all those things. And I was delivered from that
Amen.
Night.
I was just
going
to tell you real quick. I don't mean to cut you off, but that part right there, people need to understand that, you know, the women we are now is not the women we were yesterday. And just you expounding on that quick point of you were experiencing with drugs and you were out there and you were in a church. You grew up in a church. You knew all about that. But you still made a choice of you were living that sinful lifestyle. And that was your then. And praise God, now you're getting ready to take us into your now. So you had your pills. You had everything that you normally have. And go ahead, finish the story, sister. I just wanted to bring that point in there because I get excited when I hear where people came from. Amen. Go ahead.
And I gotten saved. And it's been 12 years since I picked up any, you know, any drugs or anything. I had no idea that I was pregnant at the time and everything. My son is wonderful. He is smart. There is nothing wrong with him. But all things, again, work together for the good. God was still working out the situation. And so to fast forward about my other testimony, life went on. Got married. You know, everything with two kids, 13 months apart, you know, and everything. And one night I remember telling God that if he got me out of the situation after an argument that I would change things. And God got me out of the situation, but I came out broke. I came out
mm-hmm.
with nothing. And out of that,
mm-hmm.
I was mad at God. I'm not going to lie. I was bitter. I was angry because I was like, God, I'm serving you. when I was doing what I wanted to do, it was straight. I was good. Now that I'm serving you, you got me out of this situation. Yeah, but you got me out, you know, broke. I don't have anything. I have two babies. And so I lived for a moment very angry and bitter, and I wanted men to pay and men would like me, you know, because I went from a size 16, you know, dealing with depression, and I got down, my size back down to a size 8, 9, 10, and I just was, all those men were wanting, I seen what I had been hurt through, so all those men had to pay. I had them running behind me like crazy.